Hour number two, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. It is time to go down to Gillette Stadium, talk to New England Patriots defensive back Devin McCourty. Devin brought to you by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers. Hey, Devin, how are you?
Good, how you guys doing?
Doing great, good. Thanks. You're the guy who can settle this, because this has been a big argument all week around here. Tom Brady was asked this question. Others have been asked this question. Who's the fastest player on the New England Patriots?
I would say, I'm going to give you a couple names in there. We got Keon, Jay Jones, and probably Slate.
Because there's no
Devin McCourty on your
not
list?
Not on there.
Nah, I mean, Slate's barely hanging on there, and I'm probably off. We're just too old to keep up with those guys.
Although, what was it? It was a couple weeks ago, you ran, I think somebody had it, like 22 miles an hour or something insane. Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't believe in all that.
Now they expect it from you all the time.
That's right.
That's the problem.
Exactly.
Going back to last week, Devin, do you think that was the best game you guys played defensively?
I think to this date that was a pretty good showing for us. I thought from the point of just executing, playing for 60 minutes, and it still wasn't all perfect, but we had some things that we were like, we have to do in this game. And I felt, from an overall standpoint, that was the closest we've gotten to hitting all those things for the full, you know, four quarters of the game.
Devin, how much of that was containing the big plays from Rodgers? Was that the biggest part of the game plan?
Yeah, that was huge. And those big plays come in a lot of different ways, and it's very similar to this week as far as trying to keep Mariota in the pocket, not allow him to scramble, either create a big play running or create a big play throwing it down the field. So we got good work, I think, last week of trying to get that done. But, you know, this week Mariota creates another animal because he's like a running back once he decides to run.
You know, pretty much every week there's probably somebody on the other team that you know or have played with or have played against and know real well. This week's a little different. There may be more than normal. Now, are you one of those greet guys before the game, or do you save everything till post game and then you're happy to give them a handshake and a hug?
No, I'll greet guys before the game. We have some pretty good, unique relationships over there. Haven't talked to those guys this week. It's all business, but definitely greet them before the game. But I think most of the pleasantries will be after the game, hopefully with us winning.
Now, you guys didn't make any moves at the trade deadline, but since then you've added a few players defensively. How has that been, working those guys into the mix?
It's been good. You know, I think the good thing since I've been here, guys come in very eager to learn, and they get thrown right into the fire as far as learning the scheme and trying to pick up everything. And I think for me, as one of the older guys that have been here for a while, I just try to help them out as much as possible, try to explain things, find out how they did things, where they were at, and kind of try to relate it. So it's been pretty good, though, with the new guys that just got in this week.
How good is Deion Lewis looking that backfield?
He looks really good. The thing that's tough about D. Lewis, he can go inside, he can go outside. A small guy, but when you watch him, he takes a lot of tackles of just running downhill. I think everyone knows, you know, he can shake you and make you miss, but to me, what really shows what he can do is you watch that run against the Chargers where they're kind of going for the ball, they're trying to throw him down. He just keeps his feet going, and, he turns kind of a 15-yard gain into a 40-yard gain just because people don't think he's running as hard as he actually is.
If there's anybody who could give a scouting report on the Tennessee Titans, it would probably be your brother. Have you been picking his brain about some of these guys this week?
A little bit, but, initially he hasn't been there in 2 years now, so it's a lot of new guys, and obviously it's a whole new system. But I think the familiarity that he has will probably help show up in some of the matchups against guys and different things like that. But it seems that we have that with a player each week we play.
I know you obviously are more focused on the Tennessee offense, but have you had a chance to see Malcolm Butler play at all this year? And you have any thoughts on maybe why he's been struggling a little bit?
I don't, but I've gotten to see him in low, play. I try to watch. Only football I usually watch is when guys I know are playing. But those guys are still competing and trying to get it done. So it'll be good to see those guys after the game and talk.
When you look at a team like this and you watch that offense, is Yeah, and you look at your defense. Your defense seems to be getting better, like we've seen many times over the years with the Patriots defense. Have you seen that in your own film work, watching your own defense, self-scouting? You've seen you guys playing better football?
Yeah, I think we're doing a good job of playing off each other. I think we're doing a good job of being more consistent. That you can tell it's showing up from not only the game, but the work that we're doing during the week in practice. You know, our practices are still really tough out there, and I think because of that, we're still getting better throughout the season.
Devin, we always appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend. Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Take care. Thanks, that is Devin McCourty joining us from a loud and rowdy locker room.
They're excited. Getting ready. It's going to be like a reunion of sorts with all the Pats on
Sunday.
See,
now this was, and now's as good a time as any, because I wanted to ask Diassi the locker room question. Mm-hmm. So word out of the locker room at Gillette this week was that the really nice gym shorts that everybody had, the gray gym shorts, all disappeared, replaced by really ugly orange gym shorts. In fact, Mike Reese posted a picture of Ted Karras wearing said ugly orange gym shorts.
Right.
And reportedly it was because a lot of those really nice gray gym shorts were disappearing from the locker room.
Yeah, which I'm sure has happened.
No kidding. I'm sure they'll take the orange ones, too.
Of course they will. That's not even a question.
Like, of course they'll take it.
It's not like they're wearing those gray shorts out to the club when they go out on Friday night or something.
No, Teddy Bruschi said they're really good underwear.
Yeah.
And so there you go.
Let me tell you something. Once a year, I'll go visit my son in the off season and go over to the Giants facility. I go right to his locker because they get so much free crap now. We used to have to bargain for an extra pair of socks. These guys got
whatever they want.
Oh, right. And you know, and I told my son, you know, you got to start ordering triple X, not double X. Because
come on now, what are you thinking here? Yeah.
But these guys get all sorts of free stuff. I mean, what's the next thing going to be? Are they going to do like make them look like prison shorts or something to try to keep guys?
They'll still take them. It doesn't matter.
I've never seen a group of very well paid guys swarm a locker like it happens when somebody gets a package from Nike. It used to be Bledsoe would get a package from somebody, and by the time he got to his locker, he had an entourage of about eight guys trailing him. Hey, you got a package. And for what? For a hat. Guys, jockeying position for a T-shirt or a hat, and these are a bunch of guys.
Professional athletes are cheap.
Yeah, not cheap. It's cheap. It's hard. You don't grow up like that, so it's hard to pass up something free. And it's an unwritten rule in the locker room that you got to share. It's just what it is.
You better.
You know.
So what's the assumption down there? You think that if we put these ugly orange ones out, they won't take these home?
No, actually, it'll turn into a fashion hit.
I was going to say it's going to take off. I'd rather have the orange ones than the gray ones.
To see them in the pro shop. All right,
the orange ones.
Yes.
Oh, this is all just a money grab.
Yes, expect to see. Well, no, because what'll happen is the guys will take them. The guys will wear them, and somebody will see somebody wearing them. And there's a story about it.
So yeah, people are going to want them. If they were for sale right now, people would buy them.
Absolutely right.
Of course they would.
You see the colors of cars that people buy. There's cars that have the color of a highway orange safety cone.
Well, that's kind of the color of these shorts too.
Right. Yeah. So the guys don't. They don't care. They aren't taking them for fashion. They're taking them because they're comfy and they're
You got to make them out of an awful material. You got to make them out of like I don't even like
flannel.
Burlap.
No, hey,
burlap.
Burlap
shorts. That's terrible.
Then how do you work out in them?
I don't know. But they're like at least you're leaving them.
Oh yeah, the orange
that's all
shorts.
I care about.
Well, guys don't care. Hold on a second. I wore Zubas back in the day.
I can confirm.
All right,
good looking pants.
So, tell me, an orange was going to deter me from Zubas? Were free. I wore them. Done. Sold.
I was thinking about that in terms of, and you know, professional athletes. As you say,
yep.
Not every professional athlete is you know incredibly well paid, right. But by normal everyday standards, they're all well paid.
Yep.
And yet, you know, if you offer them a free sandwich at a place, they're going, man.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. There's probably studies have been done on that, but there is just something to be said about free stuff.
Well, most of us weren't raised in wealthy scenarios or scenarios. You know, I grew up sometime in the housing projects in Boston, and then my dad finally bought a house when I was 12 years old. So, you know, it's nature to, you know, you see something free sometimes, like
grab it
and. And you know, you guys played in these various golf tournaments or whatever. I get yelled at because I've got like stacks of gym bags and shirts and thing, and I always end up donating, you know, 85% of them to the to the Salvation Army or whatever. But it takes about a year of collecting, and I get yelled at, and I have to clean my closet out. So, you know, it's kind of like I did when my mom did when I was a kid. I got yelled at, and I had to clean up. So, guys love that stuff. Guys love free stuff, and sometimes the goofier it is, that's
the better.
Yeah, or the more rare it is. That's the other thing. Those orange shorts are just for the players.
Do they
coaches.
Have the Patriot logo on them? The orange? Are they orange? With that would be a
I
nice little collector's
item.
Picture
right? that Reese posted the picture of Karis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wearing
yeah.
the orange shorts, and right. I couldn't tell. I didn't see a logo.
I was like, man, it must be a really slow week down there.
You do, not, about you do not know your team if you think that they're not going to take those with them, too. They don't care. You're hanging around the house. You're at the beach or whatever. Who cares?
So couldn't the team just say, hey, don't take the shorts home?
Well, they can say that.
Yeah.
They probably said that originally.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
I'm telling you, they don't have to. I mean, you literally wore the same pair of socks, jock and t-shirts for and you put it in the net bag and you get it washed every day, and you'd wear that for half the season at least, and then if your sock got a hole in it, you might be able to negotiate for another pair. It was, and that wasn't that long ago. That wasn't, you know, that was 93 94 95. Nowadays, whatever you want. And
do we actually think Brady's taking these orange shorts home?
He's probably not, because depends. They're not Under Armour, so he wouldn't wear.
Are they point. I don't even know if they are.
I doubt it. I bet they're. I bet
that's a good point.
Probably. Everything's Nike, right? Like everything in the league, or just the jerseys. But I bet they're not. And if they were, he would wear them. Yes.
617-779-7937. Matt is in Wilmington. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. Hey, so on the Gronk conversation, I want to make a hockey comparison. It's like Brad Marchand, right? You look at this player, and he's so talented, and you wonder why can't he get this stretch out of these questionable plays and possibly being a dirty player, and why is he always freaking out? And you can't, but the point is you can't have that player if you don't have that mentality, that psychology. That is a part of what he is. That's how he got there. And if you take it away from him, he's not going to be as good of a hockey player. It just, they go hand in hand. And it's the same thing with Gronk. The reason why he's great is that physicality, is the way that he plays, is that he's a great blocker, and so you can't sell out on him being not physical at the line, like, say, a Jimmy Graham, because they have to respect him when he's in the game, because they could still run the ball, which helps him get open. And for him to take less hits, he doesn't make his he doesn't get a chance to run out of bounds. He makes his bones between the numbers. So what is he going to miss, like 5 or 6 hits a year? It's a mute point. Like, he's not going to avoid hits and run out of bounds because he runs up the seam, and he's in the middle of the field the entire time anyway.
No, he's not. Did you see the last catch he made last week? It was right on the sidelines. First off, he's not always up the middle. And second off, yes, you absolutely can play the game and not be the beast the way he was. The mentality of football players is to try to help your team win. And if it's understood that he can help his team win by being a receiver and maybe saving himself a little bit when it's unnecessary, you've got the first down. You're going to fight for another 2 yards, and does it really matter in the big scheme
but
of things?
I think also a lot of star players would have a hard time no longer being the star player. Right, so say,
okay.
So now his stats are probably going to be sacrificed a little bit. And so, because your point is, oh, you're going to help the team win. Yeah, but if you're used to being the all pro guy, and now all of a sudden you're going to be the fourth option on offense, you're better than Dwayne Allen. So okay. we still want you, okay. But you're not great. I don't know if everybody could deal with that.
So you're going to quit when you're not the greatest anymore?
Some do, yes.
Well, not many. Not many.
Some really?
Guy, yeah.
See, I feel like a lot of guys wondered.
Who quits at the peak of their career? Barry Sanders? Who else?
Yeah, no, but I'm saying Barry Sanders probably could have kept playing. I'm saying these other guys probably say, you know what, enough is enough. Like all the guys that walked off at the end. Like
not
a
lot compared to the amount of, a very small percentage, very, very small percentage. I'm talking that walk away from the game. And you hear it, that you hear about it because it's a story with the concussion issues. But the very, very small percentage of players actually do that. And
no, I'm saying, like Kobe Bryant got to a point where even he was like, I could probably still play, but I'm not Kobe Bryant anymore, so see you later. I'm going to be done. He could have stuck it out. He could have still been better than a few
Brady
of the
other
years. And
how many
years did
that's
he
what Brady said.
When I suck, I'm not going to play.
No, that's my point. Gronk's played 9
but
years.
But we're,
so
not
that's
talking,
a long time.
We're not talking about asking him to suck. We're,
no,
talking,
I know.
But we're talking about be a little more aware of the fact that you might not need that extra 2 yards you can get by lowering your shoulder. You might, it's okay to go out of bounds. It's not going to stop you from blocking on a run play. That's not, we're not talking about.
No, he's not going to all of a sudden go from, you know, right, he's going to be right lined up as Jimmy Graham. I'm just saying, right, but it's a mentality thing. And if everything starts to change, then he's not the same player.
But if it's, well, but again, give me 90% of his pass catching talent, and he's still one of the top tight ends in the entire league. But I want that talent over a longer period of time. And I'm not, again, we're not trying to say be Jimmy Graham and be soft and do all these things, right, or not approach the game the way Gronk does. You're still going to block. You're still going to do your job. You're still going to be part of the team. If you're going to quit because you're not the greatest all of a sudden, okay, that's your choice. And that's all fine and well. I don't know many guys that have done that, quit at the, you know, when they're the greatest or very shortly after, but if he wants to help the team, there's certain ways to do it, and it wouldn't be a bad thing. Wouldn't be a bad thing.
Back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
Feed me more.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number.
This is normally Gronk's music, but if he right plays the way Steve different wants now him to play, he won't sound like
we get
this
a little ABBA in there, maybe some laid-back yeah Joni Mitchell, just something cool.
All of
relaxed
a sudden, he'll become Mikey Whipwreck.
Right?
So, yeah.
I think you guys are honestly discounting his athletic ability and don't value him as a receiver.
I do value him as a receiver.
And you think that he has to be a big knucklehead and beat people
no
up in order to be
said
successful.
Knucklehead.
I heard you say that.
You put that word in my mouth.
All right, I did. You're right, I did. You're right. All right, knucklehead. How about Cro-Magnon? How's that?
Yes,
that
I did say
all
that.
All right, good.
I did say that.
You might like that, actually. Yeah. But I get it. It's hard to remove the part of the legacy of Gronk is the way he plays football.
Right.
That's part of it.
All right, so let me ask you this question. Obviously, the greatest advocate for the TB12 method is TB12.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, his pliability and all that stuff, it's built for what his position entails.
Mm-hmm.
Gronk was reportedly also firmly in the corner of the TB12 method and felt great, pliable, all that stuff. His game's different than Tom Brady's. The things that he needs to do are different than Tom Brady's. Has he gotten away from, you know, maybe it took a little time, maybe it took a year, but he got away from the things that a tight end needs because he was trying to be a quarterback in terms of pliability, flexibility, and all that stuff.
But you got to imagine, though, that as scientific as the workout process is nowadays, I can't imagine. I mean, they will tailor their – it used to be just a – here's your off-season lifting and running, and everybody did the same thing. And for many, many years now, they've tailored it. The DBs are doing different than the linebackers.
Yeah, but, well, we're led to believe he's not doing what the Patriots have him
do. But I was kind of getting to that. I wouldn't doubt that the same TB12 methods of pliability, working out, strength, whatever, are the same for Tom Brady as they would be for Gronk, because Tom Brady doesn't have to line up on the line and try to block a linebacker defensive end.
No, that's true. But
end
that was last year. Remember, there was they didn't say who the player was, but one of the issues between TB12 and the Patriots trainers were the Patriots trainers were telling a player
yes
to squat, and the other player
supposedly
said no.
Well,
might
supposedly,
have been Gronk, or was it Patrick
TB12
Chung
said,
even? It was yeah, a couple of different names.
We don't want you doing that.
Yeah, and so, again, like, you can't have offensive line. Like, that's the more extreme. Like, hey, Trent Brown, go, you know, play around with bands and stretch. Like, that's right not going to work for Trent right Brown, or he's just going to, or other guys like that that rely on it. And then you have Gronk, who is somewhere in between. You know, he does rely on, you know, it's helpful if he's flexible. Like, some of those catches he made a year ago, like, that's helpful that he's more pliable.
That shoestring thing that right I still remember.
Right, like, that's important. But then also, you know, blocking in the run game, or, you know, taking on, you know, linebackers or whatever else, that's also important. And I don't know. I mean, this guy, I would assume, has tried a lot of different things. And throughout his entire career, he has had a really hard time staying healthy. Some guys, unfortunately, that's just the way that it is. They have different luck. I think it could be as
very
simple
true
as that sometimes.
Yeah, you're right.
Think about some of his injuries. They're not all he's trying to pick up an extra yard. Remember, he dove to try to catch a pass. Anybody could have done that. He dove to catch a pass. There goes his arm.
The extra point.
He's on a PAT. He's just right blocking on a PAT and sticks his arm out.
Yep.
And then some of the other stuff, like, if you want to say, you know, certain injuries, you know, like a hamstring injury. Like if you really work on it and you're doing everything right, like maybe that you can prevent. But some of the other things, if you're talking about breaks or right. some of the back stuff that he has dealt with,
and he came in with
tough.
A bad back.
He did right out of the, right out of college right. with that. So that's right. tough.
617-779-7937. Mike's in Wakefield. Hey, Mike.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Mike?
Say, Mike.
How are you?
Hey, any updates on the Sony Michel thing?
He's been practicing all week.
All right, good go.
My guess is you'll see him Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Gronk, but my guess is you'll see Michel.
Well, they said Burkhead practiced too, correct?
So we're thinking about some Cordell Patterson rushes, huh?
Yeah, I didn't mind that. Yeah, I don't know. That kind of success he had the other night, maybe a couple downhill runs.
Well, Mike was very excited about this because he called it 2 weeks ago. He liked it even after he was back.
He's been getting better. And since it's Balls Count Anywhere Friday.
It is.
Keith, what's the over-under on Defenders coming back? Because they're wrapping up all the other series on Netflix.
There's no way the Defenders comes back. I don't think. No way. No
you
chance.
Know, it is a false kind of where Friday.
Daredevil season
count?
4, hopefully.
Does this
yes,
count?
Yes, we did Daredevil season 3 on hashtag Dork Podcast this week, so it does count on the website.
I need a Punisher back, too.
You want what back?
I need a Punisher back in the mix
yes.
of Daredevil.
Oh, no, there will be a Punisher season 2. That they are making that.
Fantastic.
There you go.
Have a great day.
All right, thanks, Mike. You can work in a hashtag Dork mention, Dale. It's not going to kill anybody. It's on WEEI.com. It's all related.
Where it can stay.
It's there. Well, it's on iTunes as well. It's an easy place to
That's
get
right,
it.
That's where I get it is iTunes.
iTunes. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
Yep.
He's one of my subscribers over here.
Punisher?
Yeah. You don't like The Punisher?
Well, I'm just
Did
saying.
Did you watch The Punisher?
Really?
Oh.
What do you mean, really? Punisher was good.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
Yeah, very good.
Punisher was great.
Yep.
Oh, look at Diasio.
It's on Netflix, Dale. Give it a go.
Yeah.
Give it a gander?
Yeah, I would. 13 great hours right there.
Do you ever leave your basement?
I try not to. I mean, I'm here right now,
it's
but I'm going
safe.
Right
Other
home.
Than the four
it's
hours.
I'm going immediately home.
Everything I need.
What else do you need? It's all there.
You have a big fridge or a little fridge?
Just a little fridge.
Wow, you must have to restock that
no,
baby
I
a
know.
Lot.
It's a problem.
Hauling stuff downstairs.
I need an upgrade.
Do you have one chair or multiple?
A couch and a chair down
okay.
there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you ever have pool guests?
But, I really
got a pool,
could just,
got a pond.
I could just have a one-seater is really all I need. But I
mean, other than the dog, do you have guests
no.
in the Fortress of Solitude?
What?
No. What do I need a guest for?
I don't know. Maybe a little conversation about the Punisher?
Talk to the dog. Oh, I play video games with the headset on, so you can talk to people on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't need to see them.
Yeah, but that's just talking smack.
Yeah, true.
Right.
Or strategy at times.
Strategery.
Yes, strategery I have to discuss.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You go around the backside, yeah, I'll come around the front.
Right.
Do you have some fake name so that, you know, like if Gronk plays.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
play
yeah. yeah.
Gronk,
no,
I
you
mean,
can't. Oh, right. God, if I was Rich Keefe, can you imagine?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
you imagine what would happen there?
That would be great.
Yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
would be great.
So, yeah. So give us your fake name.
Oh, Red Hood.
Oh, Red Hood.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Don't look for that if you're
What do you mean? Don't look for that.
Don't buy that. Don't believe that.
It is.
Where did Red Hood come from?
It's
not like Little Red Riding Hood?
No, Batman comics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not quite as creepy as it was when I was thinking Red Riding Hood.
No, not Little Red Riding Hood.
That's
no,
what
no,
it sort
very,
of
they
sounded
are
like.
Very
totally
different.
Different.
They are very different.
Right. She's a lot more thuggish.
She is. Yeah. She might be tougher. She had a tougher upbringing.
That's right.
Not her fault. I mean, you know, parents would. Single parent household.
You feel really badly for her.
Do you play any of this stuff?
You know what? I haven't in a while, but I used to play a lot of video games way back.
Oh, I bet.
But I mean, I'm looking at them now. I'm like, and I thought they were unbelievable back in like 95 or 96. Look
oh
at
my
them now.
God!
It's
now
ridiculous.
They're insane. It's like you're watching a movie.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they look out of control.
Yeah,
now.
It's. I mean, I haven't dove back into it yet. But every time I see an Xbox commercial or a PlayStation, I'm like,
Yeah, maybe.
Imagine the quality time I could have with that.
That's right. Plenty.
Huh?
That's all it is quality time.
Nobody yelling at me.
No.
Right?
Unless you put the headset on and you're playing against little kids. And
hey!
I'll talk some smack to those kids, too.
There you go. Give it right back to them.
I always wondered, off the topic of Rich in his basement,
yeah,
as the Red Hood.
See, you put that doesn't sound as much fun when you put it like that, right?
It's fine.
It was also accurate.
How about killing the video games, killing the podcast?
That's right.
Wrapping it up.
Yeah, there you go. Wrapping
right?
it up.
Instead, you're like, he's in his dark basement.
Yeah, he paints it in a bad light.
For a wordsmith such as you, you're painting a very bleak picture.
You tell us all the time you try not to ever leave.
I try not to. If I could do this show from there, I would.
Someday.
Yeah, man. Fingers crossed.
Why don't we do the show from there sometime?
Well, he's not letting us in.
That's true. As long as you leave at a reasonable hour, then it's fine. I can get
don't
back
show up
to
too
my...
early. Yeah, leave right away.
10 to 2.
No napping on my couch.
No, absolutely not.
There was a term in hockey that guys used to use. I've heard it before. It's called playing guilty.
I think they say bang on my twiggy.
Well, not that. No.
The guy yesterday.
No, I forget. Anyway, but the whole idea of playing guilty, you know, where maybe you and the guys were out a little late last night and, you know, you show up to practice the next day feeling a little under the weather, but you're a little guilty about what happened last night, so you go out and bust your ass.
Yep.
Did you ever play guilty?
Not
Tangerine Bowl.
He doesn't remember.
That was a guilty week, let alone a game day. Not in the pros. You know, there were... You never really.
Well, I'm talking about pro hockey players.
Yeah.
Well, NFL's even so much different. You guys probably really game. Go out after, like the,
yeah.
that
after,
night, right?
After you go out, but there's
not the Saturday. I think a football player played guilty last night. Antonio Brown, I think, played guilty.
Oh, you mean after going 110 miles an hour?
After he gets cited for doing 100 the morning of the game.
Although it's hard to say, Dale, because he plays like that every week.
Yeah.
The guy's the best.
I just wondered, and by the way, he's great. That's not my point at all.
Right.
I just wonder if after all of that, and somebody probably said something. By the way, didn't talk to the media after the game.
No, he didn't.
Out the door.
Come
he's
on.
Not going to talk. My guess is maybe that
legal
taskmaster Mike Tomlin told him he couldn't talk.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they stay in the hotels the night before the game, even night games.
Everybody does, right?
Everybody does. Now, there was...
So he gets released from the hotel and says, woohoo!
In the morning or in the...
It was morning.
What time was he...
It was like between 8 and 9,
okay.
Something like that.
So, okay, usually on game day you have a breakfast and then maybe one meeting. Some teams are different, but... he was, I can't imagine that he snuck out of the hotel and was trying to get somewhere or, you know, at some point. Guys have been known to sneak out of the hotel. It was understood, but as long as they knew you were going home. I mean, I used to do that all the time, but it didn't matter in New York because if you did something, went somewhere, Parcells knew. He found out and that was it.
Right.
You know, it wasn't,
right.
Matter of fact, we were stretching one time. I was out with the guys that I owned the bar with, Jumbo Elliott and Eric Howard, and we're stretching, and Parcells is standing around. I'm on the ground. I'm trying to make sure he didn't smell my breath or whatever.
So playing guilty thing did exist.
So he started
practicing guilty.
Yeah. Okay.
He goes, did you have a good time at the Down Under? That was our bar. I said, yeah, I had a pretty good time last night. He goes, oh, good. How was Maxwell's? I was like, yeah, it was okay. Well, what about the Texas Arizona Club? I'm like, it was okay. He goes, what about Teddy's place? I was like, you're not that smart. I was never there. He looks over at Jumbo. Jumbo looks at me and goes, yeah, you were there. Like, God damn it.
That's even worse.
Damn it.
That is much worse.
What the hell? sold myself out. Like,
you just knew everybody, like every bar owner, basically?
He was wired, not just bar owners, but he was wired in with police and everybody. I mean, he had state police.
He had all the cameras set up.
And people, Parcells, people loved
telling him stuff.
I'm sure he made
Francesco
up.
Francesco was one of his
moles. Told him everything.
But Antonio Brown, I don't know what you're doing at 8 or 9 in the morning. And wasn't there something about a bank robbery at the same time?
Well, the police were investigating a bank robbery.
I thought they were connected.
And all of a sudden this Porsche comes zipping by doing a hundo.
Right.
And they're going, hey.
Takes all the attention off the bank robbers. They got away scot-free. Coincidence?
I wonder.
Coincidence? No.
But I just wondered. Now, even Tomlin had to have been upset, right?
Right.
Even Mike.
Are you kidding me?
He doesn't get upset.
But he's
about
like,
much,
well, at least they're not going to ask about Le'Veon Bell today. They'll ask about this.
Yeah.
He's probably like, good.
So did Antonio Brown start the game too?
He played a ton. I don't know if he started. I was watching Bruins, I think, at that point. But yeah, he was good. He was regular Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
We need volunteers, not hostages.
Yeah. Speaking of hostages, there was a bank robbery that Antonio Brown was
Mike,
in the area.
Mike, I don't know if you know about this.
It was a distraction.
See, it was.
When I saw his numbers and I saw – now, look, they were great. Carolina was awful. Ben Roethlisberger was vintage. All of that stuff. You know, maybe everybody would have looked good no matter what because Carolina. Yeah. But I just wondered if there was some – in some part of Antonio Brown's mind, it was – they're probably a little pissed off at me right now.
Yeah,
after what I did
up.
This morning, I'd better go out there and do something.
Which might be easier when you're one of those, like, premier all-world athletes. You might be able to amp it up a notch, you know. But How are you one of the best in the league, or if not the best in the league?
Yeah, he's.
You know, how do you take that up a notch? Yeah, maybe
he might.
Maybe
he's got 10 touchdowns.
I think maybe. Yeah, I know that's amazing. Maybe his quarterback took it up a notch.
I mean, he did. So is this the game, by the way, where everybody starts to look back at Pittsburgh and say, "Wait a minute, like that could be good."
Yes,
I think we should stop.
I heard it already today.
Yeah. I said we stop that because every time the Steelers play the Patriots, the Patriots just smack them around, and they're not really a competition for the Patriots. So they might win the AFC North. They might beat the Texans in the playoffs or something, but they are still, to me, not a team that's going to stand in the way of the Patriots making the Super Bowl.
And they will fall for the play action, and Tom Brady will throw it over the top of the safety like he did for many, many years against everyone.
Nothing changed.
I'll take you one better with the whole Pittsburgh thing. When's the Pittsburgh Pats game?
Is that
the
19th?
19th, something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
By then...
The 16th. Week 15.
Okay, so by then... Roethlisberger still plays very well. Now, all of a sudden, is there Roethlisberger versus the GOAT in terms of...
No. You can't do that.
Wasn't he an MVP?
No, he was never an MVP.
And we'll see footage of GOATs wearing Brady.
Don't put a Roethlisberger GOAT jersey on him.
He's got two Super Bowl wins, doesn't he?
I know. Yes, he does.
Okay, that's one more than Rodgers.
He was terrible in there.
One more than Rodgers.
That is true.
All right. I'm just
saying. No MVPs, though.
All right, well, until this year.
This year?
I'm just saying.
There's the Ben GOAT.
That's the next.
Who's
next up in terms of, you did away with Peyton Manning. That was done.
It has to be Breeze.
Breeze, agreed.
It has to be Breeze.
They don't play each other. Super Bowl matchup.
That'd be it.
Right.
That'd be a fun 2 weeks.
Right, because if you take Brady's overall numbers, he has more yards than Breeze. If you take just the regular season numbers, Breeze has more yards.
Right.
Hmm.
Think about it.
I'm trying to stir it up already. I love the debate talk of the stupid who's the GOAT. The guy with all the rings. How's that sound?
Right.
Now back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
Keith, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much, Dale.
We've talked about the award-winning trending now on a number of occasions.
Of course, top of every hour.
We pretty much try to work that in. You probably don't know this because I get to be the one to break the news to you, but congratulations. You've won the WEEI Heart and Hustle Award.
I don't want it.
Hey.
I have rejected the award.
This is an important award.
I have rejected the award.
Thank you, Damon.
My acceptance speech.
This is the Heart and Hustle Award.
I don't want it. That's the worst award I've ever heard of.
Why?
Heart and Hustle, Steve? Pathetic.
Good job.
Pathetic.
Right?
How'd it go?
Good on you.
You did it.
Well done.
You tried.
Very proud of you.
The Try Hard Award given out by the Boston Red Sox.
Come here, I'm going to hug you.
I don't want you to give him a hug. Get away from me.
So we were talking about this earlier today in the office, and if you think of the Heart and Hustle Award, and by the way, no disrespect to it at all, but you have to say
the Red Sox gave it out. This is a real award that they gave out.
No. Major League Baseball gave it out.
Baseball.
Oh, this wasn't...
This
what?
Was league-wide.
Oh, I thought the Red Sox gave out one guy.
No.
Major League Baseball gave out a Heart and Hustle Award?
To Mookie Betts.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's worse than Most Improved. Most Improved is embarrassing.
First off, is there a charity involved? Is there a donation?
Even still, you can just something. Then call it the charity if there is one. Let's just say that there isn't. Let's just say that Mookie Betts was awarded the Heart and Hustle Award.
I'm with you. I know.
Worst. It's the worst. It's embarrassing. I always hated the Most Improved because that means you sucked the year before, and that is
no. It means you coming back. No.
No. What does it mean?
Okay, so it's not comeback player.
Different.
All right. Most Improved.
Most Improved is terrible.
Most
Improved means you sucked. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't.
It means. Hold on. Let me think this one out. Okay. It means.
Stall for time.
You worked very hard in the offseason to get better.
Because
you had to get better.
Yeah, because you weren't very good.
Right. So you're
highlighting how bad you were the year before. You don't want Most Improved, and you don't want Heart and Hustle, you're highlighting
how hard you worked to get better.
Steve.
So the
right?
you're, I don't right, I don't no, wrong.
What oh, you're no, focusing on the no, negative part.
I am. You sound like John Farrell. No. I am focusing on the negative here because that award is trash. You shouldn't want either one of them.
What, the Heart and Hustle?
The Heart and Hustle Award?
Well, let me tell you something. The background and see if this changes your mind.
I would take it. I didn't have the talent to win any other awards. I had Heart and Hustle. That was about it.
The Heart and Hustle Award was created by the Major League Baseball Players Alumni Association in 2005.
So far, still hate it.
It's voted on by alumni and active Major League players.
Still hate it.
Presented annually to an active player.
Hate it.
Who demonstrates a passion for the game of baseball.
Hate all of it.
You hate the passion for baseball?
I hate all of it.
And best embodies the
ball.
I love America.
It's a heart and hustle.
I couldn't be more pro-America, Steve. Heart and hustle is
what this country's about.
And
this is
weird.
America.
And it's weird because they actually did give it to a great player, but like you could easily give this to anybody. Like you
a
should,
scrapper.
Everybody should have heart and hustle. They should identify the lazy slobs. That's what they should do. And be like,
what kind
this
of award?
Guy, shame them. Shame the guys that don't try.
You've got
those guys. The Heart and Hustle Award.
So last
what are
year,
we doing? Is this the first ever Heart and Hustle?
No. Started. Don't be afraid to listen to the show.
I didn't. I was so, so upset.
Angry.
I was so upset.
It was established in 2005.
Okay, so it's got a
last
long history.
Last year, the Heart and Hustle Award winner was Brett Gardner of the New York Yankees.
He did have a lot of heart, I noticed. You remember
Red
how much
Sox,
hustle he had?
Yeah. The Red Sox nominee last year, I didn't even know about this.
Oh, each team has a nominee?
That's what I'm saying.
It's
this
like
is
man
a
of the year.
Award.
Throw up.
So last year, the Red Sox nominee was Rick Porcello.
He had a ton of hustle.
What?
Last year, Rick Porcello was nominated?
Yes.
No way.
He covered first as well as anyone ever.
Wait a minute.
All right? He hustled his...
What was his heart? Where was our? Hold on a second. By the way, last year, so 2017, Rick Porcello was nominated
from the Red Sox.
Led the league in losses. Led the league in losses,
but he had a lot of heart.
He did it with heart.
Porcello's got balls.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know.
So
about
next
that.
Year he could be most improved.
He could be
the next year.
He really
so
could.
So 2016.
Yeah,
your winner was Todd Frazier of the Chicago White Sox.
Oh, ton of heart.
The Red Sox nominee was Dustin Pedroia.
Oh, Pedroia. He is the hot scrap.
He embodies
it
heart.
Are you sure it wasn't the Dirt Dog Award?
By the way, he was also the nominee in 2015 for the Red Sox.
Oh, good for him.
In 2014 for the Red Sox. In 2013, Dustin Pedroia won the Heart and Hustle Award.
Hell
yes. Damn right.
They should name it the Dustin Pedroia Award. Then.
Right.
If he's nominated that many times, Steve, change the name.
Well, that's your team nominating you.
Heart and
Maybe
Hustle.
Maybe you got a bunch of heartless other guys on the team.
No heart.
I'm just looking.
I want to know the guy in Major
lazy,
Baseball
heartless
with
guys.
No heart. The guy that has the least heart and the least hustle. I want to know that guy.
Well,
identify yourself.
That's the guy Larkin says, don't nominate me for that.
I don't want it.
That's a stupid award.
No. That's different.
I have to put on a suit and stuff and go accept this thing.
You should be into it. You should like the guy who likes baseball the most, Mookie Betts. Like, come on. I guarantee you he doesn't even want this award.
He's also the best player in the league. And,
right.
You know, that's
right.
I'm looking at this list of nominees for this year, and they're not all great players. Like,
of course. Well,
a lot of them are. Angels nominee is Mike Trout.
Oh, he has a ton of heart.
Heart and hustle. You forgot
well,
hustle.
Well, no, don't forget the hustle.
For the Philadelphia Phillies, it's Cesar Hernandez.
Good for him.
For the St. Louis Cardinals, it's Harrison Bader. Washington Nationals, it's Trey Turner.
Okay.
You're not...
I hate all of it.
So
it's so embarrassing.
Let me repackage this then.
Steve's workshop is over here. What do you have?
Let me repackage it.
Yeah, yeah.
What if they called it the Scrapper Award? Scrapper. Right? Heart and Hustle.
I would also hate it.
Well,
I would also the Scrappy Award.
Scrapper.
And then Scrappy Doo could be
not
the one
scrappy,
that gives it out every
I didn't say Scrappy
year.
Doo.
Yes,
Scrapper.
You might as well have.
Right.
Here comes the heart of a lion.
Right?
Here comes
a Scrapper
Scrappy
Award.
Doo. The Scrapper?
Oh, you know that guy. He's a Scrapper. He's
Give him an award?
Right?
Give him an award?
It sounds better than Heart and Hustle.
It does. Everything does. Everything starts with the Heart and Hustle Award.
You. I hurt you.
The guy with the biggest
scrap
heart of the league.
That guy's a Scrapper.
You like the Scrapper Award.
You'll take
I like
that.
Neither
That's
one.
Better.
No, I don't want either one of these.
A little better. All right, I'm working. This is a work in progress.
This award's been around for 13 years.
And Dustin Pedroia won it. I didn't even know. So
how does he not win it multiple times?
So he was nominated a lot of times.
There's a lot of good competition.
So yesterday,
a lot of good hearts
Mookie Betts not only won the Heart and Hustle Award,
good
a very
him.
Prestigious
which
award.
Which is exciting.
Along with the Silver Slugger, which probably means a little more to
Silver
him.
Silver Slugger more important.
J.D. Martinez won two Silver Sluggers
Not bad.
I'm a little confused.
Not bad.
J.D. Martinez won the Silver Slugger Award as the DH. Makes sense. Best DH in baseball. He also won it as one of the three outfielders.
Nice.
Really?
Yes.
It's the first time in the history of the award. Here's what I would have suggested. You can't win two.
Right.
Why not?
And I'm just picking a name out of my hat here. Let Aaron Judge win the other outfield award.
But see, I would
say J.D. Martinez win it as the DH.
There should be like a minimum type of thing on it, I guess. Or I don't know how you really determine it. Because I do
He had 93 starts at DH, 57 starts in the outfield, which was more than I expected, by the way.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So that, you know, that is a little bit more. But Steve's upset now.
Steve's upset about the heart hustle.
You're showing no heart right now and no hustle. Here. So there are guys, and you've seen this all the time in college football, where they might be All-American at two positions. Like, they might be a receiver and a return man, or they might be, you know, like, and so they're honored kind of twice. Right.
But you're doing both in both game in the games too. Usually, you're not, you know,
true.
You're DH in one game, outfield the other game.
No, that's true. But so, I guess if you split it up, so because you'd say, well, 93 games as a DH.
57 doesn't warrant the
57 probably his doesn't.
His overall, you could take his DH work, put that in, and give you a silver slugger. Could it be that some of these voters made a mistake?
Every year, the answer is yes on that, because they always
do. We take
do.
That as a given.
And maybe they just were like, oh, he's an outfielder. Yeah. And they just put him down as an outfielder. That could definitely happen.
Yeah.
The writers are not the smartest group.
They wouldn't want you. Why would you want to give two silver sluggers to
the same guy?
Right.
Which
don't
I
you,
do
don't,
like.
Don't
I do
you want to honor as many players? And in this case, it would be 10 players.
Sure.
Just do that.
But is there a line? Like, should he play? If he played half and half, then I probably would have given him both. Like, he was one of the best.
Pick one or the other. Pick one or the other.
So he is, it's funny, on Baseball Reference, it always has, like, on their stats, it says, like, you know, awards. And it says, like, AES for All-Star, SS for Silver Slugger. And so for him, it has SS twice on the 2018, which you don't see.
They've never done it before. It's never happened before. And I don't think it should have happened now.
And it's going to look even more ridiculous when he finishes, like, 7th or 8th in the MVP vote because his WAR wasn't high enough.
He's going to finish 4th.
I bet he doesn't. That'd be my bet. Oh. Does not finish 4th. How do you like that?
Yeah, I can see.
Right now, Scott Boris is printing extra pages.
He should. He should get mad. He should get mad.
Spiral-bound notebook.
If Jose Ramirez is ahead of him, then probably like Francisco Lindor or Alex Bregman or was it Matt Chapman? Like, these guys, they love the WAR stats so much that he may not finish 4th.
Or is it simple enough that you don't want to vote for that many Red Sox? Is that one of the things?
So you get 10 votes. So, I mean, you should be able to vote for 2. That's what I would think.
Yeah. You know, two in your top 5, though? I mean,
I think you could.
Yeah.
I think you could.
The committee has had a discussion.
Who's the committee?
We are taking your Heart and Hustle Award away.
You're
good. I don't want it. I rejected it, Dale. You can't fire me because I quit.
Too late.
I don't want it.
You know who we're giving it to now?
Somebody else.
Anyway. Jason Rossi.
Rossi's got it.
Giving Rossi the
does have a lot of heart.
Is he even here today?
No, he's not.
No, we're giving it to him anyway. The Heart and Hustle Award is going to Jason Rossi. You no longer get the Heart and Hustle Award.
Good. Give it to him. He deserves
neither.
I don't. I don't have either. He has both.
Cancel your tattoo appointment. You're not getting the award.
I don't want it. All right. I will. I'll get something else.
Mookie Betts is going to have like a mantle full of stuff at the end of this season.
Yep.
And he and his girlfriend just had a baby girl a couple of days ago. I mean, it's been a year.
He's gonna have tons
That's
of stuff.
A good year.
Yeah.
That's a good
Where
year.
Will the Heart and Hustle Award figure in? Right. The Silver Slugger over here.
How big is his trash can?
The MVP over here. The World Series over here. And this one here, this ashtray, this is the Heart and Hustle Award.
You know which one means the most to me is the Heart and Hustle Award.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.